Hey, Chad, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
How about...
No, not again.
Okay, what about...
I just saw that last week.
Okay, oh,
I got it. Wait. You want me to watch what?
So what'd you think of Stakeout?
How many of these have we done so far?
How many, like, watch what's have we done?
Yeah.
I've lost count.
50-something, I think. Yeah. We've broken the streak.
Oh, no!
This is a movie, I'll put it in D&D terms. This is what happens when you have a bunch of characters that max out their charisma and constitution and dump everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about the movie, and then we'll talk about the movie.
Fair enough. So, Stakeout is a 1987 buddy cop film starring Richard Dreyfuss and Emilio Estevez. It came out like 5 months after Lethal Weapon.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Same year, just a few months apart.
Okay.
And it is very evident if you watch the opening credits because the font is almost exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. They hired the same people.
They must have hired the same people. So, Dreyfuss plays Detective Chris Lisi, and Estevez plays Detective Bill Rimmers.
Rimmers,
yeah. So, Chris and Bill. They are with the Seattle Police Department. And they're detectives. Their main gig is staking out and, you know, whatever. So a known cop killer and federal prisoner, Montgomery, has broken out of prison, and the FBI is on his trail. They've got people staking out, family and friends all over the place. Chris and Bill have been charged with staking out his ex-girlfriend's house.
Yep.
So they get set up across the street. They're the night shift. They have an ongoing prank battle with the day shift. That's a subplot. We're not going to go into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, while planting the bug, gains access to the house, gets to talk to the girlfriend a little bit, Maria, and then meets up with her again later outside of work, mm-hmm. but has to keep up appearances. Oh, yeah, he's the phone guy. His name's Bill. Shenanigans ensue, and a relationship between Chris and Maria begins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this puts him in a bad spot because the house is being staked out, and there's bugs in the phones. She calls his home.
Yeah.
And he has to, you know, try and very badly disguise his voice. Once he realizes, oh, shit, I'm being recorded, things keep going with them, and he ends up spending the night, wakes up at like 7:30 the next morning after the day shift has taken over, so he's got to sneak out of the house very poorly.
Yeah.
Without getting...
He must be a good cop, because he don't crime good.
No, he don't crime good at all. And so now everybody's searching for this guy named Bill, who they can't quite identify.
Mm-hmm.
Brings tension between Chris and Detective Bill, not, you know, not fake Bill.
Yep.
Montgomery is presumed dead after a shootout. Chris mm-hmm. goes over to tell Maria, hey, I'm a cop. I've been lying to you. But I am in love with you. Actually, he says, I'm in love with you, by the way.
I'm in love with you, and you're going to hate me.
Yes, and he's very honest about that.
He's also very accurate.
Yes. Montgomery shows up, and Chris pretends to be an ex-con.
Mm-hmm.
His partner shows up, gets caught. They end up at a lumber yard. They're about to be executed because, well, one's a cop, one's an ex-con.
Mm-hmm.
And they manage to start a fight. They break everything up. And in the end, Montgomery gets killed. They're the heroes. And Chris and Maria decide, yeah, let's give it a shot.
Yep.
There's not a lot of subtext to this movie. It's a buddy cop movie from the 80s.
Yes, it is.
And it is also very evident of how not to be a police officer.
The movie... My irritation begins toward the beginning.
Fair.
When they're on the stakeout looking for the guy with the pink hair.
Yes, that's where we first meet Chris and Bill.
And
yes.
We don't ever see them being competent. Like, at no point. They are literally the other guys.
Yeah.
In the movie, the other guys. They're very charismatic.
Yeah.
Very funny. Likeable, even. But bad at their jobs.
Yeah.
And then we just see them continue being bad. Chris, specifically.
Yes.
Bill, we don't get much of a sense of. Emilio Estevez has, you know, a title card, you know, credit.
He's there.
But he is a tertiary character.
He really is.
You know, to call it a buddy cop movie is a bit of a disservice. There's cop buddies.
Yes.
But it's a romantic comedy.
It is a romantic comedy, yeah.
So I'm gonna stick by that. It's so many bad decisions, one after another after another.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I don't have any reason to root for them. And when you don't root for the good guys, you know who I was rooting for?
The bad guys?
Montgomery's cousin. The kid who broke him out of prison.
Yeah.
Who's just like, man, why can't we just go to Canada?
Get it over.
You know,
yeah.
Why can't we don't need to be knocking over convenience stores. We don't need to be putting anybody in the ground for this.
Yeah.
He earns his reward by drowning after being shot.
Yeah.
You know? Likeable as they are, they're bad cops.
Absolutely.
And breaks so many ethics violations.
Yeah.
So many ethics violations. And so it as it's going on, and it's 35 minutes too long.
Fair.
If you had said to me, hey, I've got this slapstick we're going to watch. You know, comedy of errors slapstick.
Okay.
It fits that. And it's a good example of that.
Yeah.
Buddy cop, comedy, romance. Less so. Now, this all being said, I did laugh frequently through the movie. I didn't fall asleep. I wasn't really checking the time. It just, after a while, you're like, man, how long is this going on? I mean, how many riffs on the pranks are we going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of thing. And so this is one that I'm about 40 years old. My dad's a bit over 60.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of movie that I think he would like. You know, to kind of, one of those, I'm going to turn this on a Sunday afternoon because mm-hmm. there's no ball game. It's the Pro Bowl and nobody watches the Pro Bowl because the Pro Bowl sucks, right? Like, nobody watches the Pro Bowl because it's the week before the Super Bowl, and it's like nobody's pushing too hard because either your season's over and you don't want to be hurt, or you've got one more big game and you don't want to be hurt. And so instead of watching the Pro Bowl, which is the worst football game of the year, you turn on Stakeout. and you watch it. That's what this movie is.
That's what this movie is.
That's Stakeout. Stakeout is the Pro Bowl option. Alternatively,
yes.
Stakeout is the movie that's on opposite one of the big NASCAR track races. You know, where it's like 4 hours is going to go on. And so you watch the first like 20 laps of the race and then you swip over to Stakeout to watch that on TBS. And you watch that for a while and then you swip back to the race. So then you come back. Like, Stakeout's that movie. It's not bad. Like, objectively, it's well put together.
Yeah.
And the characters work, you know, as stupid as they are. The characters work in the context of the movie. Shame on the one guy, the one detective who later on would go on to, like, Good Morning Vietnam and Last King of Scotland.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker.
Yes. Shame on him. He should have had better taste. I expect this out of Emilio Estevez, but...
And this is before the Mighty Ducks, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
This is before the Mighty Ducks. It's before Mr. Holland's Opus, but after Jaws.
Yeah, they make a Jaws reference.
They
in
do
this
make
movie.
A. I laughed. That was my biggest laugh of the of the movie.
They make a Jaws reference.
You know, they're doing the little trivia thing because they're setting up the stakeout and they're bored. And it's like, okay, movies. This wasn't a boat propeller.
And Richard Dreyfuss goes, I don't know.
I don't know what. Ah. Good moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't like it. I wanted to like it because there's so many of those individual character moments that's just like, okay, that's funny. That's charming. That's I loved the relationship. When Bill and Chris are together, the interaction and the repartee is really well done. It's snappy. It's quick. It's funny and punchy.
Yeah.
When they're doing the little competing thing with the other detectives, that's funny. Yeah. And it works. The bad decisions of the job get in the way of that. It's like you're only allowed to be funny if you're also good at what you do. If you're bad at what you do, go be funny somewhere else when lives aren't on the line.
Yeah.
Go be funny. All right. Go be funny in the fry line at Mickey D's. You know, where you've only got to keep about, you know, you got to keep your eyes on the times and you got to not stick your hands in the oil.
Nice.
You know, be funny there.
Yeah.
Be funny at the comedy club. That's a great place to be funny.
Yeah.
Although they don't do too many duets anymore.
That's true. Okay, so what I'm hearing is you probably would have preferred the sequel Another Stakeout because hear me out, okay? Calm down.
I'm listening. It's midnight 30, man.
I know.
Just got done watching this. My voice is so low somebody's going to think you got Isaac Hayes in here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, children.
No, the sequel leans more into the comedy. They're a little bit more competent at their jobs.
Oh, well, this is definitely better.
Because there's no romantic subplot involved.
They don't do a romantic subplot with Rosie O'Donnell?
No. She's another agent that is working with them.
Huh.
So it leans more into comedy.
And that was 93, right?
Give or take,
so that was definitely post... That was post Mighty Ducks.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is you're all making money again. Let's, you know,
yeah.
The first one didn't tank.
No, the first one actually did quite well in theaters. It was the eighth highest earning comedy of the year that year.
Yeah,
and actually did pretty well with critics. You know, overall now. That's did overall well with critics in 1987.
Yes.
Nah. The ethics things and the today's political contextual climate, this movie doesn't fly. As an 80s movie, it flies.
Absolutely.
As a 2022 movie, it don't fly.
No. Absolutely agreed.
So we understand that.
Yes.
But I'm not even talking about that part. I'm just like, you know, what makes Lethal Weapon work is that both Murtaugh and Riggs are good at their job. They're crazy and they're cranky and they're cantankerous.
But they are good.
But
yes.
They're good at it.
Yes.
And so they're allowed to be kind of nuts.
Yeah. Okay. Chris and Bill are the Wish.com version of Riggs and Murtaugh.
Oh, absolutely they are.
Okay.
Absolutely they are.
So, overall.
No.
This is a
no from me.
A no from you. It's
a no. There are better movies out there that do buddy cop stuff and romantic comedy stuff. So,
okay.
Let me amend. It's a no in most situations. There is bound to be something in which this is the right movie for the group. This would be a great MST3K.
Oh yeah.
Like this is a riff tracks thing. You got you and two other buddies and you're going to sit and you're going to drink some soda pop. You know, let the bubbles make you a little woozy.
Yeah.
And you're going to, you know, throw in the jokes because there's the timing is good in it. The comedy works. I mean, I'm not saying it because it is funny, but it means that there are good pauses in there for the quick-witted.
This is true.
To be able to,
this is true.
To jump in. Well, so I'll give that.
Okay.
You know,
well, my streak is broken. So thank you for listening to the final episode of You Want Me to Watch What?
But I have more.
I'm kidding. So yes, it is. Okay, so admittedly, it's not that great. More nostalgic factor for me. I thought you would enjoy it. My apologies.
I enjoyed the comedy.
I thought you would enjoy it more.
Fair.
Anyway.
Hold on. Just keep riffing. I'm going to look up and see how many of these we've done. All right, get into the watch what's. So let's see. This is episode 55.
55. Okay.
So I mean that'd be 27 movies that you've picked.
Yeah.
I mean, I bungled on the second one.
What was the second one?
On the Riviera. The Danny Kaye musical where he plays the two different roles.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it just
yeah.
wasn't your thing.
Yeah.
You know? So but I made up for it with you know, Without a Clue.
That's true. Without a Clue was a great movie.
But like, you know, I am far more likely to give iffy things. I'd say after 27, you know, 27 movies in a row, it just means you get to try to break the streak now.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see what happens in a year. I think I got an idea for next time.
So tune in next month for the new Geek Cave podcast. I can't believe it. I can't believe you made me watch this with with Chaz and
Justin.
And Justin. Maybe Justin has better luck.
Oh fuck you.
Oh. It is your turn, my friend.
Yes, it is. I'll come up with something.